In this week of the course, you will be studying the history of ancient Rome. By tradition, historians divide that history into three periods of time. First, the development of the Roman Republic from 509 BCE until the dictatorship of Julius Caesar in the late 1st century BCE. Second, the expansion and subsequent destruction of the Roman Empire. And there are various dates that can be used to date this end, including the year 410. And last, the continuance of Byzantine civilization until 1453. It is amazing to consider that the single city of Rome dominated first the Italian peninsula, then the Mediterranean basin, and then most of Western Europe and the Near East for thousands of years. If you assume 509, the expulsion of the last Etruscan king, as the beginning of the Roman Republic, and 1453, the fall of Constantinople to the Turks, as the end of Roman history, you will see a span of almost 2,000 years of connected history. That means that Rome had an enormous influence on the shaping of Western civilization. Two important points to consider when thinking about Roman history. First, the Roman Republic, and then the succeeding empire, were built upon conquest and expansion. Although many of the conquered societies eventually received citizenship rights, still, the conquest originally brought mostly slaves and tribute to Rome. Because Rome was built on conquest, the Roman economy tended to be an economy built on the use of slaves in the production process. When Roman expansion faltered and then ended, Rome lost its access to a ready supply of slaves, and that meant that the Roman economy began to decline, especially in the 4th century, because Rome no longer had the manpower to work the latifundia. Another interesting point about Rome was that even though Rome created an enormous empire, the city of Rome itself never became a major international commercial center, as, for example, Athens had. Rome was always an administrative, governmental, and religious center, but never a true commercial hub. Romans were not fond of the sea. Another important point was the fact that the continuous conquest embarked upon by the Republic and then the Empire gave Roman society a marked military character. And in another respect, that military character gave rise to a true vicious streak. Rome was built by warfare, Romans loved warfare, and Romans entertained themselves with warfare. The prime form of entertainment in ancient Rome became the gladiatorial games, contests staged between slaves, prisoners of war, criminals, outcasts, fighting hand to hand and to the death in large public arenas. By the 2nd century, these games eventually lasted for weeks and involved thousands of participants fighting to their death in front of thousands of frantic fans watching them fight to their death. The Roman impact on Western civilization was great, especially in the areas of architecture, engineering, construction, government, alphabet, language, law, etc. The Romans were great builders and left behind impressive examples of their work for succeeding generations to copy. The Roman road network was a marvel not superseded until the construction of European railways in the late 19th century. You could travel from Paris to Rome faster in the year 100 than in the year 1700. What was probably most amazing about the Roman experience was the fact that Rome was able to develop a governmental and legal structure to unite and rule vastly different societies within the boundaries of a single empire.